Namngiyakhona, the podcast inspiring entrepreneurs in South Africa. Because if it's going to be, it's up to me. Namngiyakhona, if it's going to be, it's certainly up to me. And it's a big welcome again to us here, where we are talking about how to be entrepreneurial and inspire every single one of us to take our own lives into our hands and believe that we can make a change in society. And today we have a fantastic and very exciting guest to share with you and discuss her journey on being entrepreneurial as well as being a leader within the FMCG as well as business development space. But enough of that for now, we'll get into that shortly. I do want to remind you that if you are inspired or you have any thoughts or questions for our guest today, please feel free to drop a comment in the bottom and we will try and make sure that she does get to it, or at least you are able to get a response. And also, if you are inspired, share it with a friend. It's always a great conversation starter. And from me, your host, Buntu Majaja, I welcome you back again to Namngiyakhona, and Philile. Namngiyakhona. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Buntu.
It's really a pleasure to have you, Philile, because you are, of course, the Chief Revenue Officer at Jutta & Company. And also you've had a well-standing journey in sales and business development across some of leading FMCG companies in South Africa, where you also hold an MBA, as well as you have a background in chemistry. But now in the legal space, or legal content and publishing space with Jutta & Company, an exciting journey it's been. And I think an entrepreneurial one as well. Sales is very entrepreneurial.
Definitely.
You've made decisions, and now you're also being innovative in the publishing space. We were discussing earlier about applying technology in that space, and I do want to start on how you made some of these decisions on your journey, and how you see you've come to this place where you are now. You know, when did you start going from chemistry into sales and into publishing, and how do you view that journey?
So it's a question I get the whole time. I did an undergraduate in chemistry, and I then fell into sales and marketing when I joined the first company that I worked for, which was SA Breweries at the time. So I knew at second year that I was not going to be a chemist. So I then finished the degree because, first of all, my parents were paying. So that was very important. So I had to finish. But I knew at second year that chemistry is not what I want to do. And this was very important to me. Like I said, I get the question a lot because I didn't feel that at matric I was able to make a decision about what I want to do. Some of my peers take a gap year. Some of my peers decided that they were going to work for a period of time, maybe 2 years, maybe even raise funds to go to university and then start university. And I think they had a bit of an advantage because then they could think about what is it that they really want to do in those years. Or some people were equipped and they were ready and they knew, I want to be a doctor, and they went straight into it. But I think that we're not all the same. And I feel that for me, I wasn't really sure about what I wanted to do, which is why I knew I loved chemistry. So I just said, okay, well, makes sense. Let me go into that. But I think after second year, I knew that this is not what I want to do. I don't see myself spending the rest of my life in a lab. But then I was fortunate enough to be employed by SAB post my chemistry degree. And in that SAB, so SAB has a brewery as well. So I started off at SAB in that department. And then a few weeks even, the HR realized that, no, this is not going to work. Rather, let us put you in a sales trainee position. So we'll start you off as a sales trainee and let's see how it goes. And I've never looked back.
Wow. I think many powerful elements there. What was that decision making like? You know, what drove you to say, I'm willing to try this? Some people may have been scared to say, I'm not trained in this. I come from chemistry. But something in you said, I'm willing to try this without any background on it.
No, definitely. I agree with you, Buntu. It was a very difficult decision for me because all I knew at the time was chemistry. But I think I was also fortunate. I think I was very fortunate in that I was working for an organization that realized, or rather an HR person who realized that, no, based on, you know, she said to me, you're driven. I can see you're driven. So I think let's really try and pursue this other avenue and give it a try. If it doesn't work out, then you know you would have tried. And for me, that was a challenge in itself. So I think already stepping into the sales role was for me, I know I have a chemistry background, but I'm going to make this work. I'm determined to make this work. And I think that determination, that then that's what made me grow in the organization and even come back, because it was my first job. I started there and then I went through other organizations and then I eventually went back again before leaving again. I always say it was home for me because I know that they gave me the opportunity to be able to find myself and find out who I truly am. I was very fortunate for someone to say, I don't think it's going to work here. Let's rather try here. And I couldn't be more happier right now. And I enjoy what I do.
Exactly. When you say, you know, you were going through this journey and you were working with your colleagues, you were determined to grow and to learn and to become better, even though you say that you may have come from a place where you're not meant to succeed in this place,
100%.
But you can grow into that success. So you are actually sharing here, reflecting on the mindset you had was about, even though I'm not built for this now, I can grow into it. I can mold myself. And you weren't saying I'm a chemist, I'll be a chemist forever. And when you were doing that in your journey, what were some of the things that you saw, you know, as in order to grow and to thrive and to change and to change and adapt, that helped in thriving in that space that you're not meant for?
So the most important thing was a willingness to learn. So you have to be willing to learn. You can't just tell yourself that, okay, even though I'm in an unfamiliar environment, I will just wing it. You need to be able to say, I can ask for help. And I think that's what made me quite successful. I had wonderful colleagues who said, you may not have a sales and marketing background. We are all trainees, but let us help you where we can. I also had a challenge because I was working in an environment where they spoke Tswana and Sesotho, and I'm Zulu. So I also had a language challenge as well. So I had to overcome that. And again, to just humble yourself and tell yourself that, you know what, I'm willing to learn. Yes, I'm going to succeed. But in order to succeed, I need to acknowledge the fact that I need to learn. And I think that's what gave me an advantage as well, that I was willing to learn. I was willing to listen. I was willing to, you know, to explore new things with my colleagues and be able to take that in and use that to my advantage and to become successful and apply it in the other organization that I worked at, even now at Juta. I'm in a publishing industry and I come from FMCG. I had to learn. I had to give myself time to learn the industry and say, okay, this is unfamiliar, but you know what, we will succeed. In order for us to succeed, I need to learn how the business works, how the industry works.
How has the support you've had in your life shaped the journey you've had and the success that you now see? And also, how have you been able to nurture that? Because it's not something that comes to everyone, you know, and even when someone does get that support, you said you have to be willing to learn, but sometimes some people aren't always willing to learn. Why is it important for someone to accept, to build those relationships, and what kind of support do you see in your journey that was helpful?
So I think I'll start with my being raised in my background. So I'm a third child of four children. So I have an older brother and an older sister. So it starts with my parents, who have been always been supportive about my development. And then I have an older sister and an older brother who cheer me on in everything that I do. And then I have a smaller brother as well who's also cheering me on. So I've been raised in a home where I feel that, we support each other, and, my success is attributed to the type of upbringing that I had. But also at the same time, I feel that in my career, I've been fortunate in that I am a person who accepts help. So when, the HR manager said, let's do things this way, I was open to that. There's a comment that my current boss actually made in around June this year, and he said, "You know what, Pilile, you're very open to feedback." And I really appreciated that because it means, I accept what people say, and I use that to further develop myself. And I feel that, that has really, really shaped the person that I am. I've had mentors from when I started at SAB to all the companies that I've worked at. I've always had a mentor, even though it's not a formal mentor, but someone that I can bounce ideas from. I'm that type of person who will come to you and say, "What do you think about this?" or "What do you think about that?" And that's all learning, isn't it not? That's all learning for me. And that's all learning in order for myself to develop myself even better. So I think I'm that type of person who really, really enjoys feedback. And because I just know that with myself, if I can apply the feedback that you've given me, then I can, I'm doing something right, am I not? So I think from a small age, I've been someone who's been open to feedback and has used that to literally, uplift myself. And then I do the same now to other people that I mentor and other people that fall within my leadership.
Why are you so driven to grow and to apply yourself? Why is that important for someone to put themselves in a position where they are vulnerable to feedback and then use that in order to grow? For you, where does that passion come from?
I think all of us want to be successful. I think, people want to be successful. And for me, it was a journey of thinking to myself and sitting myself down and saying, "What is going to make me successful?" And it was literally a you need to be able to learn and apply. You need to be driven. You need to be determined. Then I know I have a better chance of being successful if I apply those things. Yes, not all of us become successful, but and it's also a measure of what do you feel, what is success to you as well.
And what is success for you? I'm very
Exactly.
curious.
So for me, success is being confident, and it's being happy with where I am, from a an emotional state of mind. So I know as a driven person that there are certain elements that I need to tick off for me to say, okay, I'm successful now. It's very important to have goals. So it is very, very important to have goals. And I think that is something that I've carried since my primary school days. I always knew something simple as I want to finish high school at a certain age. Something simple as I need to, a goal is I'm currently right now in a degree that I dislike, but my goal is I need to finish the degree. Even though it is difficult, even though I do not like it, even though physics is killing me, but I need to finish. And what do I need to do in order to pass that physics course? I need to learn. I need to reach out to my lecturer. I need to Google. I need to,
Try
I need to try
everything.
everything in order for me to be to finish that course. And then how does that ticks into my success? So that links to my success. And then I knew when I finished that degree and I walked in the podium, I knew for me I was successful. I was like, I did it. So it's having that mindset of, okay, these are my goals and this is what I want to achieve. And then how do I, what is the path towards getting to those goals? And I think that's very, very important for
Very
me.
powerful, and very inspiring. I love how the primary school year old Pilile was setting up goals and writing, "I want to finish," because That's not what all primary school children do. Some of us were playing with bricks, Cecilia, umdoko, nomdaka, or eating our pap with soil. But you were setting goals.
I was setting goals.
Where did
I set goals.
Come from?
So I think I had ambitious parents, and my father's late, but I think my parents were just ambitious, and I think that was just instilled in me. And I had goals about which high school I want to go to. So I think I've just always been goal oriented, and I think that has just carried me through through life. But also in some of the work that I do, I have met children who are in primary school who you can see that this person is driven and determined, and they just need some guidance. And if you say to them, you know, if you say to a 7-year-old, you know, what are your goals, what do you aspire to be, so they won't use those words, but they'll say, you know what, I'd like to become a doctor. So you say, okay, you're 7 years old now, you want to become a doctor, you're in grade seven. So you're in grade seven right now and you want to become a doctor, so your high school is going to be very important. So the years that you spend in high school are going to be very, very important, because that is going to determine whether you qualify for entrance at the end of matric, whether you qualify for entrance for studying a medical doctor degree. So, you know, the subjects that you choose. In my day, we used to choose subjects in grade 9. I don't know if that happens still now. So you the subjects that you choose in grade 9 are very important for you to be able to make that decision in matric about where you want to be. If you don't have goals, then it's difficult for you to then, or how you steer your ship. So I had goals, but then at the end of matric, then I wasn't sure if is this what I want to do or what. But it's very important. I knew I wanted to do something. So I knew I wanted to go to university, first of all. I knew I wanted to go to university, but I wasn't sure. But my thing is, if you have goals, at least you have a place in where you can, you know, off-ramp from, where you can take the leap. And that's very, very important, because that's where you're going to, that's how you're going to steer your life.
Yep. Very important indeed. What are the other things that you apply on a daily basis that allow you to thrive?
So I think the one goes hand in hand with the goals. You need to plan. So it's very important to plan. And like I said, even with goal setting, it doesn't have to be something formal where you're literally writing down and you're saying, I want to be a bi. It's something that you tell your parent and you say, listen, mom, let's say you're in grade 7. Listen, mom, I'd actually like to be a doctor. So if your parent knows that you want to be a doctor, even in their mind, in the way that they plan, they're going to start working towards that, whether it's they save up towards the tuition fees or they help you in your studies because they know that it's difficult to get into. If you want to become a chemical engineer, then your parents can say, okay, maybe I know someone at Cecil who I can speak to around, you know, bursary opportunities. So what happens is that when you plan and you've set your goals, you then, everything around you then starts working towards this goal and working towards this plan. Another thing that you need to go with hand in hand with goal setting and planning is you need to learn to deal with failure. That's very, very important, because you will not be successful all the time. You need to be able to deal with failure. Dealing with failure is very, very important, especially if you're a determined and driven person, because you take it to heart. So you need to be able to step back and say, okay, my application was not successful, but I will then apply somewhere else, or I will do this, or I will do a different course until I get to where I want to be. So dealing with failure is very, very important. So you need to be able to do that as well. You need to plan and you need to be able to deal with failure.
I think that's a powerful point around able to overcome and to deal with failure in order to achieve your ultimate goal. And for you saying goal setting is very important. It goes hand in hand with your planning and also sharing that with people so that they are able to know where you're going.
Exactly.
And where they can support, they support. And when things don't go so well, you're able to deal with that. And you know that I'm still going to get where I'm trying to go. And maybe in closing is to hear from you, you know, some, if you're 16, for example, if we think about the 16-year-old Pilile, and they are actually, you know, have a goal and they share it with some people, but some people say, "Eish, but yahlanya lo, this one is crazy. I don't think they can do that. Maybe try this, or you know, something easier for you, or maybe go and do that." But you're determined, and you really want to do this. But this, like you're saying, you take it to heart.
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal when you take failure to heart? You know, what helps you overcome, and what would you say to 16-year-old Philile on how to overcome that kind of failure or at least disappointment?
So 16-year-old Philile did go through something where she felt like a failure many times, actually. So 16-year-old Philile was in grade 11 at the time. And I know a lot of students will know grade 11 is more difficult than matric. So 16-year-old Philile came back with marks that were pretty dismal for her. So she was very disappointed in how she had performed in a certain term. And bearing in mind that 16-year-old Philile had, you know, had a goal to say, okay, these are the type of marks that I want to achieve. And it happens to all of us. You know, for some of us, it's I want to get an A. And for some of us, it's I just want to pass. For some of us, it's I want to get 60 for all my subjects. And I think for me, 16-year-old Philile was, sometimes you will study and you will do your best, but sometimes you just won't get the marks that you want. But 16-year-old Philile had to learn at the time and say, okay, these are the marks that I have received right now. I have not finished. I'm not even matric yet. It's term 3 of grade 11. So there's still term 4. There's still grade 12. What can I do now for me to improve on my next marks? What have I not done now? What can I do to improve? First, internalize the failure and say, okay, I've not been successful in what I wanted to achieve. Okay, that's fine. All right. But I have an opportunity to then bounce back from that. And how do I do that? What went wrong? And that's how she dealt with it. She went back to her teachers and she said, what happened? What did I do wrong? And again, going back to asking for help. You know, when you ask for help, then people can see, especially your teachers can see that you are willing to learn. So my teachers may have given me some extra tutorials, or a teacher would have sent some more worksheets than someone else along my way. And what did that give me? More practice. Yes, it was not nice. No, yeah. Don't get me wrong. It was not nice, but I knew that this is what I have to do to improve my marks. So I did those worksheets and I'd hand them in. And mind you, remember, it was extra work for my teachers as well. But I had reached out to them and they had said, okay, we will help you. Some teachers had extra classes for maths, for instance, and I would go to those classes. So it's all about, how do I bounce back from my failure? What can I do in order to achieve the next time? What went wrong with the last time I tried this? And what can I do to better it the next time? And teachers are always willing to help. I know that.
Powerful, powerful. And really applying yourself and learning and reaching out seems to be a core aspect that I'm gleaning and reflecting from today. And now, Zogaba Fethu, you heard it here once again. Go Namgia Kona Uguti. If you have goals and you are connected to your goals, you will find a way. You will handle the challenges and you will get the help that will make you successful and reach your goals. Even when right now it's not obvious and easy for you to do that. And of course, it's not going to be easy, but we do want to thank you, Philile, for inspiring us today and sharing your journey and some wisdom for us to apply in our journeys as well.
Thank you so much for having me, Wundu. Thank you.
Remember once again, Wuti, if you were inspired, comment in the bottom, share it with a friend. They might be inspired as well, and you might just change someone's life. Thanks always from me, your host, Buntu Machaja. See you next time.
Stay inspired and be entrepreneurial. Follow us on social media and find us on WhatsApp. Namgiyakhona.